reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, summer has come to its unofficial end, but disc golf keeps going strong as we're past the Labor Day weekend. Welcome to another edition of PDGA Radio News, this for September 10th, 2010. I'm Steve Kaczynski. We're getting ready to bring you the latest news and happenings from all around the disc golf world, including the updated season standings for the National Tour Points Race, an update from the PDGA Board of Directors. We'll run down last week's tournament winners, tell you another way to play disc golf from the comfort of your own living room, and we'll have the disc golf calendar preview and the rest of your disc golf news all ahead on the one and only PDGA Radio News. We're getting right into things this week as we find David Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins leading the Woodchuck Drive for the Championship National Tour Points Race, both having created nearly insurmountable leads atop the latest update for the 2010 Woodchuck Drive for the Championship. Feldberg, the Portland, Oregon resident, has captured 4 National Tour titles this year: the Memorial, the Majestic, the Carolina Clash, and most recently, the Skylands Classic. It's helped him max out the total number of points available from the NT portion of the Drive for the Championship, and gives him a 28-point lead over Nico LoCastro. Means all Feldberg needs is a top-10 finish at the USDGC, and he'll be guaranteed the season points title. Valerie Jenkins, the number one-ranked female disc golfer in the world, began this year's season on the sidelines unexpectedly after a twisted knee during a practice round at the Memorial. Yet she was soon able to recover and won 5 of the remaining 8 National Tour events: the Sunshine State Shootout, Carolina Clash, Majestic, Brent Hambrick Memorial, and Skylands Classic. And though her PDGA World Championship string was broken at 3, Jenkins did finish in 3rd place, good enough to give her a sizable 17-point cushion over Liz Carr that she will take into the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championships later this month in Jacksonville, North Carolina. For a complete listing of these Woodchuck Cider Drive for the Championship point standings, visit the PDGA National Tour page from PDGA.com. Now checking in to congratulate quickly some of the winners from across the PDGA Tour this past Labor Day weekend, covering the period of September 3rd through the 6th. More than 30 events total on the calendar, 3 of them A-tiers, will stop first in California for the End of the Trail Classic, where Paul McBeth came back in the finals, overtaking Steve Rico to earn the victory. Kiri Berlegar won for the women, and Jason Tyra edges out Patrick Brown to win in Masters. The Charlie Vetner Open was in Kentucky, involved another final day comeback, this time between 2 long good friends, Dave Feldberg and Ken Climo, who takes the win there in Louisville, along with David Greenwell, who wins in Masters. Then it was the Northwoods Open at Sandy Point in Wisconsin. There, Cale LaViska takes a 4-throw win. Moving to the B-tiers, we start with a very big B-tier, the Southern National Pro Championships, a thrilling weekend of play in Memphis, Tennessee. There, Matt Oram took a 2-throw lead going into the finals, but gives it away on the first hole as he goes out of bounds, giving those 2 throws right back to the challenger, Nico LoCastro. They go back and forth for the next holes and comes down to the final hole, where they both have about 35-foot putts. Nico makes his first, leaving Oram a chance for the tie and extra holes, but chains out to the left. Nico gets the win, with Jeremy Colling taking 3rd place. In the women's division, it's Liz Lopez getting another Southern National Championship, this year by 8 over Courtney Peavy McCoy. Brad Hammack wins by 15 in Masters, ahead of Dean Tanick and Vinnie Miller. Daryl Johnson won in Grandmasters. Elsewhere at the Michigan State Championships, they had more than 340 players competing in 11 different divisions. In Open Pro, taking the title was Mike Henry, who won by 9 over Peter Weingard. Liz Carr wins over Sarah Holcomb for the women. Donnie Jensen wins a playoff over Al Shack to win in Masters. Brandon Beeter wins in advanced ahead of Jared Doan, and Spencer Scar wins in intermediate. Elsewhere, we get Michael Johansson and David Wiggins Jr. winning in North Carolina. Rob Nichols won in Colorado. Brad Schick in Ohio. Tyler Horn won in Pennsylvania. And Tuffy Dolan won the ladies-only event in Washington. For complete results from those events and all the C-tiers on the schedule for this past Labor Day weekend, visit PDGA.com and the National Tour schedule. Well, more than 40 sanctioned events listed there on the PDGA calendar this weekend, showing the record-breaking year of disc golf is not about to slow down just because school is back in session and the weather is beginning to cool as we are past Labor Day. Just one A-tier, however, this weekend. It's in Newton, Pennsylvania for the Eric C. Yetter Champions Cup, with Steve Brinster, Nicola Castro, Paul Ulibarri, and others all expected to compete. B-tiers include the Justin Trails Open in Wisconsin. Iowa has the Border Bash. The Twisted Flyer Open is in Oklahoma City. Hayes, Kansas will host the 26th Annual Frontier Open. Texas has the Wilco Fall Classic. And Montana will host their state championships in Missoula. International events in Toronto, Canada, Norway, Berlin, Germany, Austria, the United Kingdom, and New Zealand. And there's way too many C-tiers to cover them all, so make sure to check them out from the website, as well as results from past weeks and the schedule for many, many, many weeks or months to come, not even including the unsanctioned leagues and tournaments all taking place. One of those fitting that category include the 2010 Players' Cup Match Play Championships, with the regional qualifiers unsanctioned, and there's some of those taking place this weekend, actually some already completed, those including the South Central Region, Mid-Atlantic, and Northwest. This weekend is the Southwest and North Central Divisions, where three players each qualify to play in the finals, which will be in late November, the 19th through the 21st in sunny Florida, courtesy of Sun King Discs and Vibram. Disc golf winner gets $5,000. Tournament organizers, along with DGA, are also promoting a way for you to get involved even if you are not going to play or don't qualify. It's a March Madness-type bracket challenge that will be released once all the final qualifiers are determined, a chance for even all of us casual fans to watch live online during those three-day finals, rooting for our favorite player, trying to keep that bracket intact.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
It's time now for your weekly edition of the PDGA Radio News, updating you on the latest news and information from around the record-breaking world of disc golf. On this week's edition for September 10th, 2010, we'll begin in the PDGA office, where this past week they held their monthly Board of Directors teleconference meeting, the first for this year's newly elected members, Dave Nesbitt, Kay LaVisca, and Avery Jenkins, who assumed their roles on the board as of September 1st. Nesbitt will immediately step in, assuming the duties and role of PDGA president. Juliana Korver will become vice president, Robert Decker will be treasurer, and Dave Felberg is secretary. You can find out more information about all the responsibilities associated with each of those titles online from PDGA.com, along with the complete historical record of all past meeting minutes, financial records, the bylaws, and almost anything else related to disc golf. The PDGA Board of Directors Fall Summit is coming up shortly. It's on September 18th and 19th at the International Disc Golf Center in Appling, Georgia. Noteworthy items from the agenda include a review of the PDGA Code of Conduct, the smoking policy, as well as the 2011 budget and efforts geared at getting more members, even an overall top 10 list of goals for the board. Of course, in addition to the monthly teleconferences, the board members meet face-to-face twice each year, once in the spring and in the fall for the summit meetings, where all the major issues are discussed and hopefully debated and worked out. The meetings are open to all PDGA members, and your input is welcome and appreciated. Actually, they scheduled this year's Fall Summit conveniently 2 days prior to the Augusta Classic A-Tier. That's there in the International Disc Golf Center courses, all to help give more members a chance to attend the summit meetings. Elsewhere around disc golf, a 9-hole golf course on Slippery Rock University's campus has been open to the public for the recent fall semester, scheduled to become an 18-hole course by January. Organizers say the second 9 holes are proposed to go through the woods behind campus and will be much more technical than the first 9, especially as the design of the back 9 will have some unique factors affecting it, such as construction going on for a technology park and native wetlands. The planning for the course first began 2 years ago when Steve Roberts, the campus coordinator for outdoor adventures and club sports, applied for a grant from the Green Fund for $5,000. Once approved and with help from a matching baskets program, the course was ready to be installed with the main design done by J. Gary Dropcho. Little Rock, Arkansas has a new course to play in Hindman Park. The new 9 basket course is the city's second one, the other located at Morehart Park. Members of the Meadowcliff Brookwood Neighborhood Association have been fixing up Hindman Park recently, painting restrooms, fixing broken picnic tables, and doing general cleanup work in preparation of the disc golf course. It's expected to also bring extra traffic into the park and surrounding areas. Next, we'll have an update from Chico, California, where there's more good news to report, especially if you've been to the disc golf course in Upper Bidwell Park recently. Then you will have seen that things look a little different. Gone are the baskets and tees from the old course, as work began this week on the new course, being designed to have less impact on the environment. The new course will feature a layout designed to reduce erosion, as well as fencing to protect sensitive habitats. The work is expected to be completed by the end of the year. Also, the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, has founded an official disc golf club. Its president is Michael Sizemore. He said the club hopes to organize an Ice Bowl event for this winter and will bring a team to next year's Collegiate Disc Golf Championships. Their home course is Rum Village Park, where the club team has helped complete some recent renovation, helping with erosion issues and moving some baskets. That will all cover, though, the course updates for this week on PDGA Radio. Don't go away, there's more after this brief message from the PDGA.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travel Lodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Well, once again, welcome back to PDGA Radio. It's time for the annual tradition of calling out to graphic artists or any other talented persons willing to submit logo designs for the PDGA's annual contest while seeking new logos for the 2011 Ace and Birdie Club members. Winning entries will receive an upgraded 2011 membership for the PDGA, a World's DVD, and other prizes. For more information, visit PDGA.com or contact Carolyn at the PDGA office. The deadline is September 30th. If you haven't heard yet, there's a new competitor against the popular Nintendo Wii. It's coming out from PlayStation called the PS Move. And much like the Wii, the Move has an entry-level multi-sports game featuring disc golf as one of its components. Officially available for sale in stores on the 15th of this month, the wireless 3D sensor remote resembles what you might expect. However, as one reviewer of the game said, disc golf works almost too well with the sensitivity of the remote, making it difficult for some players with bad form to master the game. Either way, it's called Sports Champions on the PS Move. Also features table tennis, bocce, volleyball, archery, and gladiator duel. Finally, before we leave you this week on PDGA Radio, we'll remind you about the annual Discraft Ace Race, a popular ritual for thousands of people each of the last seven falls. According to DiscGolfAceRace.com, there's 185 events scheduled for this year, many more expected to apply before the October 15th deadline. Actually, 50 of them have already been finished, with each of the players getting one throw only per hole in an attempt to either ace or at least hit some metal, try to earn some points. Most points wins the prize package. This year's disc is in ESP plastic. It's being described as a fast, overstable, mid-range disc with longer glide and a medium to strong finish, able to hold a line in some wind and very little tendency to turn over. The yet-to-be-named prototype disc will join the previous Ace Race discs, such as the Meteor, Breeze, Impact, Glide, Nebula, Slipstream, and last year's Focus. Cost for the Ace Race is $25. You can view all the information from discgolfaceRace.com. Also links from discraft.com. That does wrap things up for this week's edition of PDGA Radio News. It was for September 10th, 2010. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Catch us again next week from PDGA.com.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening. The PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.